now tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones.
Hey everyone, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Guten Tag everyone, Jürgen here.
Oh, Al Pacino here. I listen to the SNL Premier League podcast on V2Football.com.
Now on V2Football.com. The same ass when I
came. Welcome everybody to the SNL Premier League podcast on V2Football.com. What was it? Series 6, Al. Episode 2. Al's having a game of charades with me. Episode 2 of Series 6. We're back. We're back from outer space. Just turn around now. Who's that?
Glory Gaynor.
Is it Gaynor, is it?
Yeah. Sure is. You're not welcome anymore.
That's right.
You're not welcome anymore. You think you can hurt me with your lies, is it? Is it
Gaynor? I don't know.
Anyway. I was afraid. I was petrified. Right out of my head.
First minute of the show, we googled it, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, while we're doing that, we are, of course, sponsored by the great art of football.com.
Okay, Google. Who sang I Will Survive?
Shh, now everyone.
I Will Survive was recorded by Gloria Gaynor.
It was Gloria Gaynor.
Okay, Google. Put up the lyrics to I Will Survive.
No?
Here is a matching video.
Oh,
karaoke number, sir.
Can we play it?
30 seconds.
Is it 30 seconds, is it?
There we go.
Here we go. Hope you enjoy.
That's not her, see?
No?
That's not Gloria.
That's not, is it?
We can play all this, because it's not the original track.
No.
I'm too strong.
Oh, they done for capitals. They're on capitals words now, capital letters. Emphasize.
I just walked in.
There we go.
Go. Walk out the door.
It's all lies.
Turn around now. You're not welcome anymore.
Anyway, it's all lies, ladies and gentlemen. You're always welcome here. Don't you dare turn around.
We ain't no Gloria Gaynor.
And we haven't been to space either.
She talks like Mr. T, apparently. Yeah, her singing voice is a totally different to her talking voice.
A pitiful fool.
Who can't get my songs right.
I'm going to do Alice laughing now.
Yeah.
Sucker.
It's like Kenneth Matthews from Catatonia. Sounds like Tom Jones, apparently.
Lovely. Anyway, we are, of course, sponsored by artoffootball.com. Now, check out their website, because they're handcrafted designs that try to emulate the beauty of those split-second moments, the moments you never forget, as they look to capture the energy, passion, and euphoria. That erupt from that one magical kick of a football. And they only produce a limited number of each design, so your t-shirt or print, whatever you order, like any good piece of art, are exclusive and completely original. So, as I said, artoffootball.com, at artoffootball. I'm dribbling.
Oh, salivating. It's so good.
It is.
Art of Football.
At Art of Football on Twitter. And as we said before many times, fill your basket up and get 10% off with the promo code ASHANAL.
Oh, bastard, I got a chip in my TARDIS mug.
Oh, you're joking.
Disaster. Bastard. I'll have to get a dark blue Sharpie now.
Huh? Is that wrong?
No, at the bottom there.
It's bigger inside, isn't it? Hey! Anyway, there we go. That's what you can expect from us, ladies and gentlemen, for the next hour or so. Dodgy jokes. Plenty of effing and jessing and jokes. Anyway, Al, before we get on to the football, I mean, I think we've diversed enough, but what's been happening in the life of you this week?
This week. Remember last week when I put you fence up with you? Mm. And I said to you, I slept.
Double A fencing.
I slept in the cinema when I took my dad to see Dunkirk.
Oh, yeah.
Slept down the stairs. Not like fell on my ass, I just like slept.
Yeah.
Well, it threw my back out. when I do the fence, I was like, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the rest of the week, I was fucking
out of it, sir.
Out, son, out.
No chance.
Oh, I was lost feet in my legs. It was that bad, sir.
Was it?
Yeah, it's still pretty bad now, actually.
Jesus Christ.
And then Thursday, then, I had to fucking go all the way up to Bristol, pick my girls up from the airport.
Yeah. Ollie Bob's.
From there, Ollie Bob's, a week spending in France to see, grandmothers.
Sticks of onions.
Sticks. Stink.
Garlic. Well, onions, garlic, isn't it? Was it onions as well, wasn't it?
Onions, yeah.
Yeah. I'd like that.
And of course, I had to drive over that with a fucking bad back. It got out. Oh, fucking stiff as a board.
Yeah, I bet.
It's horrible having it's a bad back.
Not good.
Just a little fucking slip it was.
Yeah.
Like a jerk on your back.
Oh, chase you out, son. Chase you out of the game completely.
Oh.
Got no chance. Not in the side next week, son. No chance.
Couldn't go to the gym.
Oh,
couldn't go to the gym. I was a week on my own, as you know.
Yeah.
Week to myself. I planned every single day going to the gym. Lovely. Come fucking get out of bed on Monday.
Bloody hell.
Could not get out of the fucking bed.
It's not good at all,
sir. I was ringing the bell.
No one could.
Ringing the bell. I'm like, help! Help!
There's no one coming.
And I realised I was on my own.
On your toes. And no one's going to come. No one comes when anyone's here anyway. It doesn't matter.
Turned on the bed, TV in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Watched Orange is the New Black all day.
Is it?
Yeah.
Binged it, Shan.
Binged it on dirty prison lesbians.
It's a modern day prisoner cell block, eh, son?
Oh, more dirty.
Is it?
Oh. You want to watch that, son?
Well, I don't know. Prisoner cell block, they didn't put that on until about 1 a.m, son, back in the day. Prisoner cell block, eh?
TV, that one. Yeah.
It wouldn't show that. Them Aussies. Loved a bit of it, didn't they?
We can't go punning out on prime time. It's about women's prisons.
Can't do that.
So lesbians, we can't do that, can we?
Can we?
I like prisoner cell block H. Long question.
Lose it out. You lose it, son.
It's hard to do an Aussie accent. I do New Zealand, though.
In New Zealand.
Peter. Have you met my friend Peter?
Yeah.
Have you seen mine?
Mine, Peter.
Hey, mine. Hey, you. We met my friend Martin.
Surprising, because you don't do many voices, huh? So that's pretty good.
No, I do accents, all right?
Yeah, accents.
I do accents. You're right. Can't do South African.
No.
I can say frog in garage.
Frog in garage.
Fuck my frog in the garage. But that's it. Once I go try and speak, I sound like Idi Amin.
Is he from?
Uganda.
Uganda. It's easily mixed up, son. Easily mixed up without a doubt.
Yeah, I can't do impressions. I can do a bit of accents.
Yeah. But
Bob Bradley's American accent.
Right.
Who is now the coach of LAFC.
That's right, yeah, the brand new team, isn't it?
Los Angeles FC, man.
Yeah, I was watching it on one of these American channels.
Root Tootin' FC.
Root Tootin'. Anyway.
How was your week, fella?
Mine was alright, Dal. Garden work, you know what I mean?
Yes, you put the lawn down.
Put the lawn down, put the turf down. Oh, lovely bit of green.
Bed of green, lovely. You sent me a picture. I thought that's a lovely bed of green.
Water that every day now. You can see all the joins now. We're starting to into one now. Love it.
It's just nice. Weird that the day you had your grass put in, there was police around the corner investigating somebody's nicking grass
from the bowling green. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I don't know. Not connected in any way. Not at all.
Massive fucking square foot of it all over the place.
Yeah, that's right. I know. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know nothing about it, but. He did knock on doors.
I was bowling green, fucking fingered a girl up there once.
Did you?
When I was in Spencer School.
Well done, Al.
Yeah. No, you do up the duck pond. That was no duck pond up there, as you know.
But no, nothing else really. I had to go to the doctor's for my earring.
Yeah, what's the matter with
it? I should have been playing up, innit? So I went there. He said, what are you laughing for?
First I've heard about it, said, you usually tell me everything.
Well, it's a bit personal, you know what I mean? Because I'm getting older
take
now.
Take a shit, you fucking WhatsApp me.
Getting older now, son. So he said, anyway, can you describe your symptoms, innit? I said, well, almost a fat twat, and Marge's got blue hair. We go, joke of the week is back. Anyway, we'll crack over the football, because we've been rabbing on for 14 minutes, you know.
About fingering and bad backs and. Bad earring.
Dodgy earring. And we'll start with the first game of the weekend, Saturday, early kickoff, down at the Liberty Stadium.
Or can we just stop?
What were you doing?
As is normal now, we are watching the Chelsea and Tottenham
From Wembley. Anyone who thinks it's a cup final, the way Sky have been rabbiting on today. But yeah, so 73 minutes gone. So we are in the middle of a titanic battle.
Yeah, they brought out fucking Ozzy Ardiles early, singing the fucking Wembley song.
Was he?
A fucking Jazz and Dave.
Rabbit. But yeah, so we'll start with Swansea City 0, which is going to be their new name this season. Against Manchester United, the champions elect already.
As I predicted last week.
Yes.
Did you predict Man United or Man City?
I think I had Man United, did I? Oh. I can't remember.
It's in the book.
We'll find out at the
end of the Bible of Dawson.
The Bible of Dawson. We'll find out at the end of the season now. But yes, so Irish Bailey and Cream scored for Man United. Lukaku.
First ever goal for United,
that's right. Pogboom with another one. And Tony Martell for the bench, another one.
Tony Martin.
Bailey, as you said, first ever goal for Man United. Yeah. First ever league goal for...
anybody, is it?
For anybody in 67 games, I think it is. Where did he come from? Did he come from France?
No, he's Bailey's, isn't he? He's Irish.
Irish, of course he is. From Shamrock.
Shamrock Rovers. Or Del Derek. Cocky Mayo.
That's right. He's beautiful. Beautiful and a bit of ice, he is.
Yeah.
And he loves it. But yeah, he's his first ever league goal. So there we are for anyone, like you said. 4-0. I mean, Swansea had, I think they hit the post of the bar first half, but that was the closer they got and the closer they were ever going to get, because Man United absolutely dominated them.
And the fact that they haven't got Sigurdsson in their squad anymore.
Well, exactly, and they're not going to replace him.
No.
45 million they've got for him.
They're not going to spend that. We all know Swansea. Tighter than Lance. Foof.
Yes, they are indeed. They'll get a lone player in or two.
Yeah.
They might spend, you know, 6-7 million, maybe 10 million, but that's
it. That's it.
And once again, I think we went through this last season, didn't we? About who's the chairman there? Martin
Brundell.
Martin Brundell, that's right. Yeah. But they just don't spend the money. Who, Jenkins? Who did I say? Martin.
Who the fuck's Martin Brundell?
Yeah, who Jenkins?
Hooch Jenkins, as they call him.
They call him behind the scenes, that's right. Won't spend the money, as they've done year on year since they got in the Premiership. They sell their best player and replace them with someone who's half as talented. And they were very lucky they didn't catch up with them last year. You look at the start of the season this year, although they're playing a very good Man United side. You wonder if he's going to catch up with them this season, because Abraham doesn't look like he's going to cut it up front at the moment.
How many sons he has. Many sons is Abraham.
Oh, I am one of them. They always arguing, aren't they?
I am one of them. So are you.
Am I?
Yeah.
And it's the first time Man United had scored 4 goals again.
Cain and Abel were the sons of Abraham, were they? How about Cain and Abel were the sons of Seth?
From Emmerdale. Seth.
Seth is the first child of Adam and Eve.
Is he?
And I think Cain and Abel were the sons of Seth.
Oh, sounds like make-believe now, like me, son. Sounds like make-believe, as Bucks Fizz once said.
Good God! Good God! It's Cain! I gotta be Cain!
Gee, I'll tell you anything. But yes, Man United to score 4 again, the first time they've done that in the first two league games.
Proper podcast, religious studies as well.
Religious studies, you've got everything in this podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Keep listening. Yeah, first time for 110 years they've scored 4 goals in the first two league games, and they're looking strong.
Looking stronger.
Pogba another goal, Lukaku another goal, they're going to be, you know, obviously absolutely...
What massive. A fucking double act that's going to be.
It is, isn't it? You know, we saw before the transfer, they're on holiday together.
Oh, yeah, holidays.
The bond is there. They're gonna be like who was it back in the day? Keegan and Toshack.
Yeah.
They'll have them on TV testing out telepathically our son.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. And Pogba obviously freed up now because of Matic being there, so Pogba's getting forward when he can now, and he's gonna score 15 goals at least this season as well, coming from midfield. So it's all looking good.
Okay, like a Chelsea, he's got fucking Kane there, is he?
Chelsea got Kane. Who's that?
Look at that. Mankind.
Mankind.
Pedro, isn't it?
Pedro's coming on. But yes, and Man United as well. Now more clean sheets than anyone else in 2017 with 13.
Nice.
So solid at the back. And they've started this season scoring goals, which they didn't necessarily do enough of last season. So it's a great start for Man United. But don't count your chickens, isn't it? Happened to other teams last year. Look at Man City, yeah, stormed away last year at the start, didn't they?
They got Champions League qualifier, haven't they?
Yep, it's all going to start now. All the games, thick and fast, obviously, which we love. But Swansea really need to improve, need to use these next week and a half, 2 weeks of the transfer window to
bring in
someone to strengthen their squad, because you know, it's the same old faces there.
Any rumours this week who they want to bring in?
There's rumours of Chadley from West Brom. There's who else did I see? Obviously Llorente is still out. He's recovered from his broken arm now, but they just didn't think he was going to be fit enough to start this week, did they? So he's going to be back starting, which is obviously a big positive for them. But still, it's not looking good, really.
So they basically want to sign an Nancy from West Brom.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. But yeah, they really need to improve.
Well, do you think Nancy, what's his name?
Chadley.
Chadley is a perfect replacement for Gylfi Sigurdsson.
Well, of course he's not, is he? You know what I mean? Chadley's more of a winger, really, isn't he? Yeah. I know, you can play in various positions along that, what would you call it now, almost like a secondary three behind the main striker. You've got them three and you've got one behind him, yeah, and two wide, which a lot of teams play nowadays.
It's wide play, son. It's wide
play. That's where you play, you know what I mean? So, but he's, you know, he's more of a winger. No, he's not going to replace Gylfi, is he? You know what I mean? It's not going to happen. So, like you said, it's great for them to have that much money, $45 million for him. But if they're not going to replace him, or if someone who's even, you know, anywhere near his standards, then it's an absolute waste of time, because it's $45 million versus however much, you know, it would be to stay in the league, $100 million, huh?
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing, basically selling their survival at the moment, unless they can replace him. But we'll move on to Bournemouth. Now then, Bournemouth lose again, 2-0 to Watford. Richarlison, is it Richarlison, the Brazilian for Watford, new signing? Not sure of the pronunciation.
Oh yeah, yes, Ilson, you know.
Yeah.
Richarlison.
Richarlison.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Him anyway. He scored. Little come off the keeper and he just bundled it in. And Kapuwe then with the late second goal for Watford. First win for Marco Silva, of course, and. Great for Watford, and you think under Marco Silva, the way he transformed Hull, you think he's going to have a positive effect on Watford, and to get, you know, 3 points away from home, if they can carry this on and keep some momentum going for the season, they'll be happy enough. But another win for Bournemouth, and there's got to be worrying for them.
Another loss,
that's right, for Bournemouth. There's got to be worrying for them, huh?
So you do a back in lesson, sir.
Do you? I don't.
Yeah, I think you might be right about that, actually. You predicted Eddie Howe.
Eddie Howe was my prediction for the
first manager
to go.
Be sacked, yeah.
As I said, I know, you know, Bournemouth, the chairman and the fans, they're not going to turn against him, but if the results don't turn around, then, well, they have to change something.
Get him out and get Harry in.
Yeah, because at home against Watford... Who's this? They've got a goal!
Oh, Patrick Insane has scored an own goal for Tottenham.
Own goal.
For Chelsea,
for Chelsea. Tottenham won. Chelsea won.
81st minute.
81st minute. There we go. Now, game on for 9 minutes.
What's his name? Not Patrick Insane, is it? It's Batshuayi.
Batshuayi Soup.
Whatever. Scored an own goal.
Whatever you want to call him. Yeah, let's have a look now. Eriksen with a free kick. Whips it in.
Oh,
he just left it, but then there's. Who was that behind him?
He's thinking of playing on the wrong end, then.
Oh, well. If he left it, then there was one right behind him who nodded it in. He had to edit, but should have edited it in.
Yeah,
really?
that's a forwards editor. That's a forwards defender.
There we go. Pochettino off his feet. There we go.
Oh.
But what were you talking about? Yes, Bournemouth and Eddie Howe. Because, as we say, you know, all the teams really look at their fixtures, you know, the next four or five. And they mark them as potential, you know, wins or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? These are games, are winnable games for Bournemouth. A home game like that against the Watford side, who have brought players in, maybe not as used to each other as Bournemouth, but obviously it hasn't worked out. I mean, they only created two chances in the game. I mean, they had six shots, but really clear-cut chances, two they created at home, is pretty poor for them. Especially, you know, they brought in Defoe, obviously he hasn't got off the mark
yet.
Yeah,
he hasn't done anything yet, has he?
You know, Nathan Ake at the back, Begovic at the back. Hopefully, like, you know, it's nice to see a club like Bournemouth in the Premier League, and Eddie Howe is a positive manager most of the time, but he really needs to figure out what to do with the defence. Mm-hmm. Because the last half of last season, they were all over the shop. And their start hasn't been great this season, so hopefully they can turn it around. But like I said, I just think, I've got this feeling, they're going to struggle, and he's going to be the first to go. Because they've got money, they've spent money, they've backed him, and if they're not going to get the results, you know, before November, maybe December, then you just think, well, is the chairman going to get rid of him, basically? Who knows?
Who knows? We don't.
We haven't got a clue.
We can only predict.
We'll move on then again to another B, Burnley. Burnley now. West Brom 1. Al Robson Kanu with the goal, the winning goal. It's one of them games you don't want to watch. They're not never likely to put that on a TV. Are they?
Burnley. Was it last of the match of the day?
Probably was. Yeah, must have been.
Al Robson Kanu, of course, the bastard son of Brian Robson and
Waku Kanu. Yes, indeed he is. Interesting game because he was, of course, subbed on, scored a goal, and then sent off.
Yeah.
And he is in Premier League history. He's only the fourth player to do that. Come on, as a sub, score a goal and be sent off. Fourth player in Premier League history. So yes, and West Brom, for all their lack of transfers, I was going to say, you know, signings. I know they got Gareth Barry this week. So
That's a good deal for them.
Well, you know, in
he's not far off now, Gareth Barry, from all-time
Premier League appearances.
Yeah, I think he's only about 60 off.
Is it?
Giggsy, I think.
Well, you know, but he's not signing any, you know, youngsters, really. He's not building for the future, is he? You know what I mean? I've heard they're might be changing the kit to all red now, with black cuffs and then medals on the chest. And moving to Chelsea. But for all the criticism there, you can't fault them because they've won their first two Premier League games. And it's the first time they've done that, first two Premier League games of the season. First time they've ever won them, both. So 1-0 this week. And who did they beat last week? Was it a clean sheet as well? I don't know. But obviously it's Tony Pulis' effect. However much, you know, people don't like him and his style, he keeps teams up, he gets them safe.
Yeah.
You know, he does it. You know, he's not spent hardly any money as well. Dan Fletcher on a free, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Gareth Barry on a free, was it, as well?
How much are they saying Johnny Evans for?
Johnny Evans was like, I think it was about 12, 13 million, wasn't it?
Was it really?
Obviously, it looks like he could be going.
Yeah, apparently 25 million.
To
really.
Manchester.
Another bid in.
Yeah. And I know they spent on Jay Rodriguez, didn't they, from Southampton?
Yeah, good signing, Jay Rodriguez.
Yeah. No. Very good signing. So, you know,
just
he's
added. It's a shame that he had that massive injury now, so it's kind of really stopped his.
Yeah, because he was in the England setup.
Yeah, he was. He's a good player. He is a good player.
Just Rodriguez. Hopefully, there he can get a good run in the side and get amongst the goals again. But yeah, I mean, you know, he's brought in Premiership experience, is what he's done, isn't it? In M3 players, especially. So you can't fault his decision making, really, for what he does at the club. We'll move on again then. To the Premier League champions from 2 years ago, Leicester City. 2-0 winners against Brighton and Hove Albion. They've beaten two teams here.
That's how good they are.
So, you know, Okazaki and Harry Maguire, who, you know, loves getting forward at the corners, always a threat. Hopefully, I mean, he should have had a call-up to the England squad, I believe, last season.
Oh, Chelsea's taking the lead.
Chelsea take the lead.
Smuggle. Oh, yes, Alonso.
Alonso gets it. He's in my dream team, son. Oh, he's got another one. 87 minutes gone. It's 2-1.
Oh, I tell you what, the points he got me last season.
Yeah?
Oh.
He's worth a look, is he?
Oh, fucking hell. He scores a hell of a lot of goals for a defender.
Yeah. And this is Tottenham Wembley hoodoo will continue. I can't see him coming back into this. 2-1 to Chelsea. It's all kicking off now. Conte's going mental.
His hair flying all over the place.
He's going for it.
No, I was saying about his hair a couple of weeks back.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he was bald. He was thinner.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
He's either had plugs, son, or asked the world's greatest comb over.
Son. Plugs, and it's got to be plugs, son.
Huh? I'm hoping it's the world's greatest comb over.
It would be nice.
Oh, Tottenham.
Through his
this.
Legs. Was it through Lawrence's legs? Nice little through ball to Alonso. Nearly on the corner of the 6-yard box.
Oh, oh, he should have done better.
Under the wrist. Oh, that's shocking. Any, you know, you look at that. That's poor keeping. That is poor keeping.
Because it didn't really look like he cleaned. It was a clean strike on that.
No, it wasn't a clean strike. Very
it was almost
poor.
Like he was knackered.
Yeah. From running up and down the pitch for 88 minutes, 87 minutes. Very poor from Hugo Lloris there, though. That's shocking. That's basic goalkeeping, that.
Yeah.
Something like that, you know. He's talking 7 yards away from you.
Yeah.
You're not going to get down that quickly. You know, you've got
use
two legs. Use your feet.
Like I always used to do.
Always use your feet.
How many times did I save my feet? All the time.
You know, you're not going to get down there. Use your feet. That's what they're there for.
Even when they were in the top corner, I saved my feet.
You did, son. You fucking scorpion, like Rene Higuita, son.
I was kicking like a can, son. But carry on.
So, yeah, Leicester City 2-0 winners. Very early goal from Okazaki. I think it was inside a minute.
Good play for them.
Quickest goal of the season, obviously. Brighton.
Oh, Harry King got a yellow card. Second yellow card.
Is it?
Well, he had one last week. Bastard, that's going to affect my scores now.
You got him in the dream team. I got him as well in the dream team, yeah. It's no good at all.
Got me minus 2 points last week.
It's all falling apart now in the second week.
Fucking hell, man.
But Brighton, it was always going to be hard going to Leicester. They had a good display, obviously, against Arsenal in the season opener last week, scoring 3 goals. Obviously, kept it tighter at the back this week. Brighton, not so much of a threat as Arsenal, obviously. The 2-0 winners, routine win, really, for Leicester and Craig Shakespeare, who I think they're still hoping he's going to stay. Never gets old for me, that one.
I don't think people get that joke.
No one gets this one.
No.
Think I'm ask one. Google. Stay away. I don't know. That's the only guy I know.
You better hope and pray that
off,
you make it safe back to your own world.
Oh, it gets a bit scary for me there, son.
Stay
there. Didn't like that bit on Top of the Pops. So got a bit scary there. Yeah. Woo! 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 Like then as well.
It's the crazy bits from Bananarama.
But yes, good win, good home win for Leicester, and hopefully they're going to have a great home record this season and really challenge in the top half of the table, hopefully, because of Mahrez had a big impact yesterday as well.
Yeah, I think they can see top 7 finish for Leicester.
I think so. The way they finished last season, Shakespeare coming in, they really want to play for him. Mahrez,
I can see him,
who knows if he goes or not.
I can see him fighting for the Europa League place.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Because they're a good team. Winning the league 2 years ago wasn't a fluke. They are a good team. They had a bad start last season. It's about the second half of last season.
Yeah, exactly. It's whether
and the way they played in the Champions League as well.
Oh, exactly. One of the more positive teams about.
Yeah.
You know, without a doubt, quick counter-attack inside as well. That's what if they can keep that pace is the only thing. Obviously, they brought Iheanacho in. If he can make an impact
Iheanacho,
as well.
Iheanacho.
So they don't
Iheanacho.
Rely on Vardy if they've got someone else who can come in and score goals as well.
And he will score 500 goals. He will score 500 more.
Iheanacho.
There, Leicester fans, you love that one. You can have that.
And that for us, son. We stick this on YouTube, shall we? It's a sensation. It's better than Will Grigg, isn't it, son? Probably been done out, but we don't get
it. I don't know. Every time I hear his name, I just think, Iheanacho.
But yeah, like you say, if they can keep their players, obviously, Mahrez, heavily linked with Roma.
Yeah.
After bid rejected, because they're not quite high enough for them. He had a big impact yesterday. One assist, maybe two. If they can keep him.
Casper, the friendly goalkeeper.
Casper, the friendly goalkeeper. Danny drinks water.
Yeah, he's badly off to Chelsea. We won at 25 million.
Yeah. Well, that's got to be one of the British quota things, isn't it, surely? Yeah. Good player, but he's not going to be in our Chelsea side, is he? Come on, no. This won't be honest about that. But yeah, so, Great win for Leicester.
My Sky Sports is froze there.
Your Sky Sports is
froze. Bad weather, look at the weather up there.
It's raining. It's raining, pouring.
It's supposed to be worse than this. It's supposed to be torrential heavy rain.
Is it, yeah?
With us today.
Oh my God, we've had it lucky so far then.
I had my life jacket out and everything. I was waiting to see Noah pass on his boat.
I was going to say, he gave you a wave,
yeah. Oh.
As the tiger mauls him. But we'll move on then up to the other L's. Notice we're doing this alphabetically, I've just noticed. Is that the way you write it down, I wonder? Liverpool 1, Crystal Palace 0. Mane with a winning goal for Liverpool, home win for them. Palace, another defeat for De Boer Wars. Struggling now, they performed a little bit better, but not great, not very positive from them. I did watch quite a bit of this game. Mane now as well, loves a game against Crystal Palace. Scored 4 goals and 1 assist in the 6 games he's played against Palace for Liverpool and Southampton, of course, before that. So he loves a game against Palace, son.
Loves the games against Palace.
Absolutely love them. Crystal Palace away from home, you think, you know, the players they've got there, you've got Townsend, Benteke, you know, I don't think Zaha's, is he injured at the moment?
Don't know.
But they only produce like 4 shots on target in the whole game.
They should be fucking flying, Palace. What are the players they got?
Yeah, absolutely. The players they got there. I mean, 4 shots away from home. I know it's away from home, and it's at, not just away from home, but it's at Anfield. So Liverpool are going to dominate. But to only have four shots, and I think it was only a goal in here. 69. Third time lucky.
Hey!
69% passing accuracy, which is for a Premier League club. Piss poor, really.
Yeah.
Compared to Liverpool's 84%. And Liverpool having 63% possession, as I said. Home team, respecting them more of the ball. But Palace really should have made more than that. And just, you know, there comes a point when you just got to go for it. You know, should be having more than 4 shots on target. On the goal. Not even on target, on the goal, you know. Compared to Liverpool having 18. But Klopp with a win. Sturridge started as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
So it's a positive if he can keep him.
He didn't go off injured.
I don't think so. Big plus as well. Someone I've got in my dream team is Robertson, the left back.
Yeah.
Really positive performance. I think he created about 2 or 3 chances, more than any other player in the team. So it was a really positive debut for him, and good points for me in my dream team. Fuck the league. It's my dream team, son. That's what's going, son. Boom. So good luck to Andrew Robson. He nearly scored as well. He had a belting shot at the closing stages. And that, Al, brings us, would you believe it, to half-time in our Premier League review.
Is it really?
It is indeed. Now, where have you put your kazoo, Al? For half-time. Oh, there it is. That's official. It's half-time in the Premier League review, ladies and gentlemen. So what we do all the time, obviously, in... half time, we have a few plugs up, don't we?
Plugs in the book, man, in the Bible.
What? No plugs here, son. Where'd you put
in the
it?
Bible.
I've locked it, I've let him in. Screwing it up here, son.
You've got the Holy Scroll there, like
no. But yeah, so obviously.
Is that from the.
Uh-huh.
Is that from Daenerys, son? It looks like you just had it from a raven.
But yeah,
is it from Jon Snow asking Daenerys to come and save him?
Spoiler for me, I haven't watched them all. I'm only on the first series.
Oh, you should watch tomorrow's episode.
Don't spoil it for me now.
Oh, episode 6. Oh, Game of Thrones fans, you will not be disappointed with tonight's episode.
You said it early, son.
It was leaked by HBO by accident.
Oh, was it by accident on purpose? Yeah.
In HBO Nordic and HBO Spain.
Yeah.
Released it on the streaming sites by accident.
Oh yeah.
And I couldn't help it. I had to watch it.
Got to be done with
it. I had to watch it. I'm going to watch it again tonight.
Yeah.
Well, tomorrow. In clear high definition.
Boom.
But my God, it gets better.
Oh.
Oh, can't wait, man. Can you wait, man?
Can't be weird. But yes, as you said at the start of the show, we are, of course, the Ash and Al Premier League podcast, sponsored by artoffootball.com. Now, get on their website, ladies and gentlemen, because they have some lovely handcrafted designs that try to emulate the beauty of those split-second moments, the moments that you never forget, as they look to capture the energy, passion, and euphoria. that erupts from that one magical kick of the football. And they only produce a limited number of each design, so your t-shirt or print or whatever you purchase, like any good piece of art, are exclusive and completely original. That's artoffootball.com, at artoffootball on Twitter. Search for them on Facebook, Instagram, and fill your basket and enter the promo code ASHANAL for 10% off, ladies and gentlemen. So, yeah, get on that. Great for any football fan going, what are you doing now with the kazoo? And we are, of course, on V2 Football, ladies and gentlemen. We aren't the only podcast on V2 Football. We're the only one that matters, Al, but yep. We're not the only one.
We're the only one with a deep throat. A kazoo.
Kazoo. That's right. but yes, you've got the V2 Football podcast, the original podcast on the website. All things from world football and stories and debate, usually released on a Thursday. So check that out. That was a great episode last week. Also on the website is the 72 show, all things Football League. We're Premier League, they're Football League. And this week they had special guest, former Leighton Orient manager, former Arsenal player Omar Rizza, for a great interview and chat on all things Football League. And returning this week, I believe, could be the Hipster's Guide to Europe.
Galaxy.
All things European football, so great look at that. And obviously,
Serie A kicked off.
Serie A!
Last night, was it last night? The Napoli and Juve were playing. Yeah. Hellas Verona and Calgary.
Calgary.
And today's games.
I don't know, but yeah, so check those out.
Juve signed Blaise Matuidi. Matuidi. You know, Cheryl's brother. from PSG this week.
Cheryl's brother. Yes, indeed. But yeah, so check all of them podcasts and look out this week, because of course it is, you got the SummerSlam tonight.
SummerSlam, yeah.
We record this on a Sunday. It's SummerSlam tonight, so... there will be an episode, I expect, of the new wrestling podcast on V2.
They're Broken also gonna, but Glorious. Tuesday, I believe they're reviewing last night's NXT Brooklyn 3 takeover.
Are they really?
Yes, which I have not watched yet.
No?
Well, tell a lie, I watched the first match so far.
Oh, let me on.
I have.
There we are.
I have.
There we are.
I have.
But yes, so keep an eye out for all those.
NXT last night, SummerSlam tonight.
Oof.
And I believe...
Go on, tell me.
They review is Tuesday, coming on Tuesday.
You know more than we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are. Well done, son. Well done. So, yeah, as I said, check all them out and obviously keep listening to us as well. Might as well. Yeah. You're in for a penny, you're in for a penny.
Al's tips for SummerSlam.
What are your tips?
Coke will beware. Is going over the British Bulldog.
Yeah.
You know he's dead, Coke will beware.
Is he?
Yeah, he died of bird flu.
Hey!
Nah, is he really? He's part of, you know, part of Frankie died in a fire.
Is he?
So sorry, yes, yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, I'm not making that up, son. It's not a joke. Frankie died in a fire. His bird. His parrot.
Sounds fire.
But I've got him immortalised in a figure.
Have you?
I got...
The bird or Coco?
I got Coco Beware and Frankie.
Have you?
Yeah, very rare to get both of them these day and age. You see my Hasbro collection, haven't you, sir? Even got the American Dream, that the wrong, baby. The American Dream, baby.
But anyway.
Hard times, baby. Talk about hard times. American Dream, that's the only impression I can do.
It is, you don't do many.
I'm Steve Austin. A lot of impressions of wrestlers.
Yeah.
For some reason, growing up, that's the only ones I did.
Who knows? I need to put that down.
Hot
but I think we'll
bomb up, baby. They're going for hot time.
Blow your kazoo, Al. We'll kickstart the second half.
No, baby, I'm going to talk like a Mac and Dwayne. I'm better roll. If you will, if you please.
You can't keep up with the rest of the show, son. There we are. We'll kick off the second half of the Premier League with goals, Al. Down at St Mary's.
Not Al, baby. Mac and Dwayne.
Down at St Mary's, Southampton 3, West Ham 2.
Down at St Mary's.
Gabby Adidi, early goal again, was it, for Southampton?
Yeah.
Tadic from the penalty spot. And Stone Cold Charlie Austin from the penalty spot as well with a winner.
90th minute, wasn't it?
90th minute, obviously, after West Ham pulled it back to 2 each through Chicharito. Chicharito, you and I know. Written about him, that wasn't it?
Chicharito, tell me what's wrong. I have signed for West Ham. I thought I've signed it for Chelsea.
It's Fernando, what is that?
I know, Chicharito.
Huh?
I know. But it goes, Chicharito. That's not Fernando.
Huh? You're singing Fernando, this, huh?
Yeah, but the start of this, Chicharito, tell me what's wrong.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I don't know, son. Jeez, what's happening today, son? How about Gloria Gaynor?
Oh, I'm fat Gaynor.
Get your rainbow laces on, son.
Disco, son. Get the disco vinyl out, son. Where is it?
Oof. After, of course, Arnautović was sent off for West Ham.
Yeah, that's a good start of his West Ham career.
Oh, Christ, yeah. It's
not going Mark well. Hughes was laughing.
But yeah, so 3-2, plenty of goals. Only the second, sent off twice now against Southampton. He has been, and only second player in Premier League history to do that. Do you know who the other one is now? To be sent off twice against Southampton in the Premier League?
Riz Ruddock.
No. Really Sol Campbell.
Soul Man.
Soul Man. I'm a Soul Man. Yeah, Sol Campbell it is. Just an excuse to sing that, to be honest.
Sol Campbell missing in action.
Yeah. It's just an excuse to sing that, to be honest with you. We got plenty to come.
Second half man.
Really is going to turn into a musical number with all these goal scorers and things, Al.
Yeah.
We've had Chicharito already.
Tell me what's wrong.
But,
there was something in the air.
The stars were bright.
Once ABBA grabs you, it can't let go, can I?
Fernando.
I think everybody likes ABBA.
Who doesn't?
Everybody likes ABBA.
Who doesn't, sir? I've got the Sing Star ABBA album, so I've got the game. £6.
I've got that as well, haven't I?
Is it mine? Did you lend off me, Al?
No. I got the Queen one as well.
£6 in Morrison's. Buy it. Once it's gone, it's gone. It had a sticker on. Once it's gone, it's gone.
Never buy that.
I said to her, I'm buying it. I'm saying, buy that. Well, I said, can I buy that?
Can I spend my money on this, please?
Can I have 2 weeks' pocket money? No. But, before Gabbiadini slotted away for Southampton, it was 9 hours and 15 minutes before that, without the Premier League goal, at St Mary's. Ah, windy today, son. You're full of it today, son.
No, I haven't let the right food today, son. I'm not going to lie. I haven't been strict with myself today.
But, yeah, so obviously you is...
Them's me bowls rotting away, son.
Claude Puel last season, of course.
Claude Puel.
Over 9 hours, 15 minutes without a goal at St Mary's in the Premier League. Obviously, Gabbiadini stuck away. Tadic and Austin from the penalty spot. Chicharito now. 38 Premier League goals in all for Manchester United and West Ham. How many goals have come inside the box, do you think, now?
All 39.
All 38. 38. Maybe 39.
Always comes in the box, doesn't he?
Always comes in the box. We never miss it, son. Fantastic. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Now, we've got to have a word about old Joe Hart, whose career's going, you know, going
down there.
Down the shit, that. It's gone, Al. It's gone.
Fuck it, Al. What happened to Joe? 3 goals this week.
3 goals
last week.
His last for Torino as well, last 27 games, Al. Conceded 17 goals, and in them 27 games, he's made 10 saves.
Never.
Yeah. That
fucking
is.
Hell, Joe.
That's gone downhill. He's gone downhill quicker than Richard right there.
Yeah.
Who absolutely, you know, and his career nosedived.
You fuck, yes.
You know. But yeah, that's poor. Great, great win. I mean, what's his name? Pellegrino? I still go to see Pellegrini, obviously.
Pellegrino. Virgil Pellegrino.
I mean, he was running down sidelines when Charlie Austin stuck that penalty away. So, a great first home win for him. Plenty of goals, and hopefully, you know, Sam
goals, goals, goals. I'm looking for a good time.
Plenty of excitement to come, hopefully, down St Mary's. Yeah. If this keeps up, goals, goals, and more goals. But we'll move on to the evening kickoff on Saturday. Stoke City 1-0 winners over the Arsenal.
Yeah, just clear that.
And it was, of course, Jesse who scored the goal.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3.
Jesse paint a picture about how it's gonna be. So, yes. Jesse, of course, signed up on Wednesday on loan.
Jesse Rodriguez from Paris Saint-Germain.
Yes, indeed.
Fucker could have joined Borough last season, but he joined his old club.
Yeah, could have.
Clamalas, Plumius.
Could have kept the butter up.
Yeah.
But he didn't. But he's back in the Premier League. He's scoring goals.
He's back in the Premier League.
He's in the Premier League. He's scoring goals. And it's great for us because we get to sing at whenever he scores up. So.
Or when Jesse Lingard.
Yes, or when he scores. So.
Or anybody called Jesse.
We've only got two. There's only two in the Premier League, I believe, isn't there?
Jesse,
you know what I mean?
Lingard and Jesse Rodriguez.
Oh, I could think of a few you call Big Jesse, but there we are. The 70s, 80s comedians.
Yeah.
Isn't the latest, son. But yeah, so only the third Stoke player to score in his debut in the Premier League. Ricardo Fuller and Michael Keightley were the other two.
Ricardo Fuller.
Legend, eh? Legend. Don't worry, he is now. He's still playing. Was a Pompey lower leagues anyway, isn't he? Obviously. Jack Butland, good display, yeah.
Jackie boy.
Couple of good saves, clean sheet for him as well. Stoke, who I picked to struggle this season as well. But if they can keep up performances like that at all, you know.
Against Arsenal.
Obviously they won't, because I hope they don't struggle, but I just, you know, just wonder, obviously they brought in a player like Jesse, if they can bring in another quality player as well before the end of the window, then. You know, that's the way, because obviously he got rid of Arnautovic, who was, you know, fairly one of the more influential players the last two seasons or so. But didn't have much of the ball, because Arsenal had 77% possession, but they just couldn't do nothing with it. Absolutely nothing. So, Wenger out then, innit?
Wenger out.
Or if you're Tottenham fans, Wenger in. Whatever, whichever way you want to look at it, innit? Half glass, half full, innit? Half glass, half full. So we will. What did I write down there?
Alex has a massive cock.
No, I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means.
If you can't understand your own handwriting, son, I'm not going to fucking.
I don't know.
It's a really terrible handwriting.
It is, isn't it? Shocking, mate, isn't it? Can't even read this. But I tell you something I do know, Al. I tell you something I do know, Al.
Tell us something we do know, son.
That Arsenal haven't had a back-to-back wins at the start of the Premier League season since 09-10 season.
Never.
I tell you that right now, Al.
I'm going to sleep well tonight knowing that fact.
Yeah, me too. Me too. But that's Saturday's game's done. Move on to Super Sunday, of course. Now, if you're watching Sky Sports, Huddersfield and Newcastle played today. They didn't talk about it hardly any.
No.
Kicked off Super Sunday, innit? Up as 12 the programme starts. Up as one kick off for Huddersfield, innit?
Yeah.
I mean, there must have been about 40, 45 minutes. They just talked about Tottenham and Wembley as if it was some sort of cup final. I mean, it's a bad show in Sky Sports. You know, we
they
all
do
love
that quite a bit, don't they, Sky Sports?
They do it. We all love to watch the football and the coverage and, you know, some of the pundits have got, you know, first class. Better than BT, you know, don't get me wrong, Sky. I'll slag you off. But I'll watch you over BT any day of the week, without a doubt. But, yeah, banging on about Tottenham. You know, at the end of the day, it's a league game for Tottenham. They've got another 17 games to play at Wembley, league games. Champions League
that's
as well.
That's not including the Champions League.
Exactly.
League Cup, FA Cup.
Exactly. So, you know, you just get used to playing at Wembley this season.
They get to the final of the League Cup and FA Cup, and they lose the final.
That would be funny. Likely to happen because they're bottlers. Bottle jobs.
They play every game in the League Cup and FA Cup away, win every single game, get to the final and lose.
But yes, ladies and gentlemen, so let's not talk about it too much because let's talk about Huddersfield and Newcastle like Sky hardly done. 1-0. Moy, the £10 million signing from Manchester City with the winning goal. Newcastle is just absolutely terrible. They struggle big time.
Oh, yes.
I mean, some of the tackles, again, this week, similar to last week, they were just chucking tackles in again. Not good tackles from Rafa. It's just like, whether you think he's giving up on it now because he's not getting back with the money,
his money,
etc. I mean, how can they, you know, they go down, they're in the Premiership how many years, and then they go down. They get a parachute payment, they come up, they get payment again, TV money, and yet they're not spending money. You've got a team like Huddersfield, first time in the Premier League, broken their transfer record four times, something, is it, in this summer? You got, you know, teams like recently come up. Bournemouth, of course, spending money. You got Brighton breaking their transfer record, but Newcastle just not spending the money. There must be money there. Come on, no. The amount of money in the Premier League and that they've been part of in the last few seasons. But they're going to go straight back down by the look of it, the way they're going. It's, who do they sign? Joselu, whatever it is, from Stoke.
Yeah.
This week.
You've got 5 million, yeah.
He's done nothing at Stoke, didn't make an impact at all.
Yeah, I was a bit surprised at that.
Obviously, Rafa will know a bit more about him being Spanish. I know he's a very promising youngster out in Spain, but, yeah.
So was Freddie Adu, son.
So was Freddie Adu, the next Pelly. Still waiting.
Freddie Adu, do.
But, yeah. Very good. But, yeah, they're going to struggle big time. He's not going to back him. Looks of it, he's going to have to work some magic on the training field and get the best out of these players, which I don't think is going to happen.
Nope.
Scott. But yeah, only 5 chances created for Newcastle. And I think, you know, Huddersfield at home and under Wagner.
Die Wagner.
You know, they are pretty adventurous. You know, they do, I mean, last season they scored goals, but they let a lot in. Still scored enough goals, obviously. So, for Newcastle to go there and only create 5 chances isn't massively confidence building for the team or their fans. Dwight Gayle had an absolutely terrible game. He just looked a passenger. Whether he's because he knows he's not getting the support from his midfield and the service. It just does, all looks like it's falling apart now. Now they've got promotion, it all looks like they're falling apart.
Club in crisis.
It is, absolutely exactly right. And, you know, see them going the same way as their neighbours Sunderland did last season. So, yeah, they need to.
The big problem with Newcastle was Mike Ashley.
Oh, a huge problem.
They need, Mike Ashley needs to go for Newcastle to have a future.
Well, he's trying to sell, hasn't he? But no one will buy.
Well, the greedy bastard wants too much, doesn't he?
Of course he is. He says he loves the club, he's a fan. We had all this when he first went there, didn't he? Yeah. Sitting in the stands with the fans, eating the pies, having a pint. Well, if you're a fan, you know what I mean, do something good for the club now. Yeah. You know what I mean? We know it's a lot of money if you lose, you know, to sell for a less price, you lose money. But anyone knows you don't get into football to make money as a football fan.
Something like 300 million for him.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not going to happen.
No. You know, you look at someone like, well, Everton, for instance. I know there's, you know, a lot of fans are on Bill Kenwright's back.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a great deal that this investor came in and paid. And then big bucks behind him now, as we've seen this summer. So just, you know, surely if he, you know, cut some of his losses. We're not saying give the club away.
Ah, it's an investment this week, didn't it? The Chinese people come in, didn't they?
So
it's going to be big money for them.
We're not saying give the club away, but you know what I mean?
Give a club the chance.
Well, exactly. Oh. Because there's no chance at the moment. And the way they're playing, absolutely terrible tactics. They just all look lost and don't know what they're doing. But there we are, but we've got to praise Huddersfield for 2 wins.
Straight back, though.
I think you're right, though. I think you're right. I can't see him bringing anyone else in. I mean, Dwight Gayle, like you said, he didn't look interested. And he obviously bought that Joselu, however you pronounce it. He's on the bench. Mitrovic, who scored goals last season, he's on the bench. So, you know what? Well, we talked about last season. Big fans of Dwight Gayle.
Yeah.
I think he can make an impact in the Premier League.
Yeah.
But he needs a service. So whether he himself is fed up of not getting service, like I said, he only created 5 chances against, you know, what was a fellow Championship team last season. Which, you know, so, but you've got to give the credit to Huddersfield. You know what I mean? First time in the Premier League, 2 wins out of 2.
Yeah.
Dream start. 2 clean sheets as well, wasn't it? 3-0 last week. Dream start for Huddersfield with David Wagner. If they can keep this up for, you know, get these
first... season, they win the league.
They win the league all season now. You're right, you're spot on there, son. But obviously, they're not going to do that. But the first 10 games, you know, it's going to be crucial to just get as many wins, as many points on the board. Because then it does sort of even itself out once the transfer window closes. All the big teams sort of settle into their stride, hit the form. And then invariably the lower teams start struggling then as well.
Yeah.
But hopefully if they can keep it up, keep the momentum going, there's 6 points on the board already. you know, another 34, 32, 34, let's see if that's the way they're going to look at it, you know what I mean? Pick up six straight away, fantastic. So hats off to Huddersfield at the John Smith Stadium, innit?
John Smith's.
John Smith's. No nonsense there, son. Hey. But yes, so that was the game. And of course, we just watched Spurs against Chelsea, the cup final from Wembley Stadium. So is it, I think it's only, they've only won two from the last 14 games at Wembley now, Spurs.
Well,
you mean, that's pretty, I know they're playing, you know, they're playing the Champions at the end of the day. It wasn't going to be, you know, I know they, I mean, they tore them apart a little bit at White Hart Lane last season, didn't they, Tottenham?
Yeah.
But it wasn't going to be the same. Chelsea were always going to put in a massive battle against them. And obviously the quality they got.
Right, enough, today's game, no Tottenham players scored.
No Tottenham players scored, exactly like that. Exactly like
Chelsea players.
But you just think, it's, you know, it's their first game at Wembley. I mean, this is going to carry, I don't know if they're playing there next week or if they're away next week, but this is going to carry on now. All the talk about Tottenham and this Wembley hoodoo, it'll carry on until they win there. So you just want to send their players out to absolutely get out there and get a win any way possible.
Get Barry Frank back.
Like they should at any game anyway, but they should be out there 200%. Win at any, all costs. Do whatever you've got to do just to win that game at Wembley, that first one. Shut everyone up.
So Barry Fry, get him back. Get him to piss in the corners.
Get Barry. Where are you, Barry?
Barry Fry.
We need you. They need you now.
Need urine, son. Piss in the corner. Break the curse. The gypsy curse.
You ain't even got to go there. Just put in a squeezy bottle.
Yeah.
And send it. And was it, what's the, oh, FedEx it to Wembley. And someone will do it for you, Barry. You don't even have to leave your armchair, son. Just get the squeezy bottle in there, son.
Alan Sugar will do it for you.
Alan Sugar. He'll hold the bottle. Yeah. He will. He's, yeah, he's not above that. Don't worry. But, yeah, and that is the, obviously, we've got the game tomorrow. We'll give a quick mention. Man City and Everton.
Is that Goodison, isn't it?
I think so. Should we do a quick prediction, Al? Make fools of ourselves. What are you going to go for?
I'm going to go for Everton.
Yeah.
It's at Main Road.
It's at Main Road.
Yeah.
At the Etihad.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for a draw because Everton are going to be on high. They're tight defensively. Man City, I thought.
Sigurdsson make his debut.
I thought Man City would have performed a lot better last week in their first game against Brighton. Obviously, Brighton's first Premier League game, they were going to be up for it. But like I said, they had so many chances to stick away. They should have won it by four or five goals even, Manchester City. So if they continue to play like that against a better side like Everton, who are going to have that quality at the top end of the pitch that Brighton haven't got, then they'll be punished. So I'd go for a one each, maybe. I'll go for a draw. Who are you going for, Al?
Everton, I said
you're still going for Everton?
Yeah.
Even though they're away.
Yeah.
There we are. You watch Man City here, fucking smash five past the nut.
Oh, now I got fucking Pickford and goals.
Yeah, and I have. And I got Martina at.
Never that go over.
Martina McCutcheon. Right, left back, right back. I need Bainesy right back.
I'll be a moment, my lad.
Yeah. Perfect. But yeah, that is the end of the Premier League review. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. Now, obviously, it's not the end of the podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
The end of the Premiership review.
We're nearly there because we've still got.
No guest this week, ladies and gentlemen.
No guest this week, ladies and gentlemen. No, hopefully, next week we'll have one through. But we do, of course, have our special guest, weekly guests every week. That we find out, of course, about. Al, remember, you got him on the line, everyone. You're laughing already, Al.
I forgot to phone him. I always forget about him.
We'll do our quiz now, right, and we'll get Sandra in reception to give him a buzz now, innit? To end the show, innit? How's about that? You like with that, Sandra?
How's about that then?
So we will move on. We'll get our guest on.
No, get him on now. Get him on.
Is he on the line?
Sandra, put us through, please.
He's on the line. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. So, yes, each and every week, we found out last season, of course, We're our old friend because we had millions of letters, thousands and thousands and millions of letters, handwritten, each one of them, to find out what happened to old mate, Roy Hodgson, since he left England. So last season, each and every week, we found out what he was up to. And this season, of course, he's taken up in his spare time some culinary extracurricular activities. So it's time to cross over now and say, Roy, what are we wassailing up?
All right, boys, well, this week I'm making the dessert, ooh, which is rhubarb.
Rhubarb,
boys.
Nice. What's in it?
Rum.
Oh, I'll have a bit of that. Save me a bit of that. I like a little tipple, Roy. I'll come round with it.
Sponge cake. Oh, it's rum and it's beautiful. I'll save some for you, boss.
Thank you very much, Roy. Thank you. We'll speak to you next week.
Yeah, see you next week, boys. There we are.
We won't forget you. We never do.
Two of us.
Ta-ra. There we go. That was what's Roy rummaging at. Thank you very much, Roy, for short notice there, and he got on the line quick.
He's always in the kitchen.
Hey, what surprised me? You see him on Bake Off Channel 4 now this year.
Yeah.
What surprised me at all?
I think that's why he's doing rhubarb this week.
That's what it is, isn't it?
To promote Bake Off.
Exclusive. You've heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Roy Hodgson will be in Great British Bake Off on Channel 4.
With no field then.
By the way, excuse me.
Hey, it's the new Mighty Bush.
Nolan Roy.
Come with us now on a journey, Nolan Roy.
But anyway, we will finish, ladies and gentlemen, with the world famous now, Les Dawson Beer Mat Quiz. Is it 0-0?
0-0.
We both got it wrong last week. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, the premise is we have an unlimited number of a Googleplex number, you might say, of beer mats, each with a football question on each. We pick a card each and every week, ask each other the question, hope we get yours right, and hope they get theirs wrong. So, Al, in my best 70s comedian's voice, pick a card, any card.
I'll have that card there.
I'll have that card there. And I'll have this one here. There we go. Shall we do a quick Les Dawson joke, Al?
Go on, then.
I know you're going off them, so I'll keep it short.
I have. I've gone right off them. Not the man himself.
No.
Don't get me wrong.
So, here we go. My father was a small man. In fact, he suffered from athlete's foot on his chin. Here we go, Liz. Mother was so tiny, she had casters on her earrings. I like him. Anyway, gentlemen, let's get to the quiz, Al. Who went first last week? I can't remember.
I don't believe it was you.
So, I asked you first today?
Yeah.
All right, then, here we go. Are you ready, Al?
Yeah.
No, so you were asking me first?
Yeah.
Right, here we are. I'm ready.
Can you name the three players who scored 100 Premier League goals for both, who have both played, or both... Sorry, I'll do that again. Take two. Can you name the three Premier League players who have scored 100 goals that have both played for Liverpool and Aston Villa?
Right, let's have a think about this then.
So, 100 Premier League goals. Three players who have scored 100 Premier League goals that have played for both.
Yeah.
Liverpool.
And Aston Villa. Fucking hell, man. Right, let's have a think again, is it? We will go for Stan Collymore.
Ding!
Oh. Robbie Keane.
Ding!
Fucking out my ideas now. Aston Villa. Peter Crouch.
Ding! Ding, 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 ding. Wrong. Crouchy, Robbie Keane.
Yeah.
Not Stan Collymore.
Ah.
Emile Heskey.
No!
Scored 100 Premier League goals.
How many did Stan score then?
Not a fucking 100.
Must. No, I suppose he didn't, did he?
He's too busy beating that bloody good Johnson. You can't say that!
So still no there. Ridiculous. I don't like these new beer mats, Al. They are. Name three, name five, name 20. Oh, it's not on her. It's not on, is it? Anyway, can't grumble.
You fucking do a lot of it,
though. Right, Al, here we go. Ready for it? Here we go now. Going back to the start of last season.
Oh, Christ, man.
06, 07, 16, 17 season, sorry. Who scored the opening goal of the campaign?
Oh, fuck it, that's a hard one.
I know. Was it Gary Cahill, Shinji Okazaki, Adama Diamande, or Romelu Lukaku?
Si.
Si.
Adama Diamande.
Adama Diamande. That's right. He's right, ladies and gentlemen. First goal of last season, 16-17, I'm going to write now, was scored by Adama Diamande.
Reigning undisputed heavyweight champion of the world has taken the lead.
Goals 1-0 up.
1-0 up to get... Ooh, can you feel it? I'm almost touching it. Oh, I'm almost touching the trophy again.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, whatever. 1-0 up.
But we'll be four-time winners soon.
Four-time winners soon. Great stuff, Al. Well done. We're going to have to shuffle these cards more, though, because I keep getting these, you know, name five and name three and name 20.
You always got it right there. Yeah. Every week you always get them right.
I know, I do. I get close. Yeah. Like.
Tell you what, son, I wouldn't have guessed Robbie Keane.
He went a bit on loan, didn't he, from Galaxy, didn't he? When, who was the manager there?
Martin O'Neill.
He might have been. I can't remember. Anyway, I remember him going there for only a couple
can't
of months.
Remember him playing for Aston Villa.
He didn't score many. Obviously, he scored for everyone else, didn't he? Yes, well done, Al. 1-0 up in a world-famous Les Dawson beer mat quiz.
I'll thank you all.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that brings us the end to this week's Ash and Al Premier League podcast on v2football.com. Don't forget to check out the website.
And be lucky on...
v2football.com for all your news, interviews and plenty of other podcasts to keep you entertained. And of course, in the meantime, check out our sponsors, artoffootball.com.
And be lucky. Well. Oh, fuck's sake.
And we'll see you next week. So have a good week. Have a good week.
Oh, fucking hell. And be lucky. Oh, do it again.
Have a good week.
And be lucky.